The answer as to why the monks buried them came from history, Mark said. In the 4th century, Athanasius, the bishop of Alexandria, wrote a letter that was sent to all the churches in Egypt. He decreed that only the books contained within the recently formulated New Testament could be considered scripture. All other heretical books must be destroyed. So the monks chose to hide the codices, perhaps waiting for a change in church leadership. It never occurred. Instead, Roman Christianity flourished. But the codices survived. In 1, Peter's, it is written, "And as they declared what things they had seen, again they saw three men come forth from the tomb, and two of them supporting one." Malone stared again at Station 14. Two men supporting one. The Gnostic Gospels were extraordinary texts, Mark said. Many scholars now say the Gospel of Thomas, which was included in them, may be the closest we have to Christ's actual words. The early Christians were terrified of the Gnostics. The word came from the Greek gnosis, which meant knowledge. Gnostics were simply people in the know. And the Templars kept that alive? Mark nodded. The Gnostic Gospels, and several more that theologians today have never seen, are contained in the Abbey's library. How would Saunier know anything of those Gospels? They weren't discovered until after his death. Perhaps he had access to even better information. Let me show you something else.